Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very kindly, and good morning to you. Monday morning, May the 13th, on WMUN 92.5, 1340 AM, and of course, Alexa, say WMUN. You just heard Mr. Announcer tell you that Steve Lindell has me in substituting for him. That's because Steve is doing a very special thing. Now, like we like to say in the broadcast business, Steve is on assignment. And actually, he is. Steve is actually globetrotting, and we'll be hearing from him live, recorded, and maybe a combination of both throughout the week as he is traveling to Uganda. And as I said, it's a special assignment. It's really a neat thing. He's joining forces over there to teach and to learn. They're going to exchange knowledge at Radio Patches. And I'm anxious to learn more about that. Radio Patches does stream on the web. I'm kind of anxious to see if Steve does an edition of Uganda Today over there. I don't know. But I am looking forward to learning as Steve passes along what he has learned over there. And so I'll be in for him here the next couple of weeks. And a pleasure and a privilege to be. Emily is at the control board making sure that everything goes smoothly. Paul Poteet saying that we're at 62 degrees and we're going to go up to the higher 70s today as far as the weather is concerned. People are still talking about the Northern Lights. Did you see those over the weekend? I have to admit, I was one of those that went out and I tried. And of course, Saturday night, Friday night was the first night of them, and it was just way too cloudy from my part of the world in Madison County, just way too cloudy. I did see some other pictures posted on the net of those who were fortunate enough to see those northern lights. Then we were supposed to have another opportunity again Saturday night. Tried it again Saturday night, and once again to no avail. I did see what looked like some unusual lighting on the northern horizon, but nothing that appeared to me like the pictures I had been seeing. And you see it all the time in the, you know, TV and movies. And I was really excited and exuberant about the possibility of seeing that, but it wasn't to be. Didn't get to happen. Maybe we should have scheduled Paul Poteet to be in here in the other chair with us this morning to tell us why we didn't see it and give us a complete analysis of what did and didn't happen. But anyhow, that's one of the big topics a lot of people are talking about today. Another one that a lot of folks are chatting about, I'm sure, this morning is that 121-89 win of the Indiana Pacers over the Knicks yesterday, tying up the series at 2-2. And, of course, the next game is going to be at Madison Square Garden, I think, on Tuesday, to the best of my understanding. So that is a summary of what a lot of people are going to be talking about today. We had a guest scheduled this morning, and due to some unfortunate circumstances, wasn't going to be able to have them in, but we're going to reschedule a very worthwhile Delaware County topic, and we'll plug that in as time sees fit over the next few days. We are on May the 13th, a Monday. That means we're halfway, numerical-wise, to the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. And, of course, you'll hear that on many of these Woof Boom radio stations. A lot of excitement mounting. Now, I am not necessarily a big Grand Prix fan. I know many of you may be. Apparently, all of the Grand Prix activities fired up over the weekend at Indianapolis. And I think it's really kind of, I know it's exciting, but I can't imagine all of the chess pieces in place that President Doug Bowles and all of his people have to move to be able to make the Grand Prix and the Indianapolis 500 happen in the same month. And, of course, Doug Bowles was on recently with Steve Lindell here on Delaware County Today. And I had the pleasure of speaking with him not long ago as well at a Madison County event. So there's a busy guy, and he certainly took time out of a busy schedule. He even brought, I think, the pace car. No, it wasn't the pace car. Yeah, they drove a pace car, I think, to the studios here at WMUN in the Wolf Boom building. It wasn't this year's pace car, I don't believe. This year's pace car is the E-Corvette, the E-Ray. And Emily, I don't know whether you were here or not. Was that what they brought? Was it the E-Ray or... No, you don't think so either? You're not sure. Okay, so anyhow, it was nice to have Doug Bowles in-house, and I enjoyed listening to the conversations that Steve Lindell had with Doug, and just a great guy, a down-to-earth guy. So moving forward, a lot of great things happening this week. Guest-wise on the schedule, as I look down for the rest of this week anyhow, we are going to have Mayor Dan Ridenour with us tomorrow morning, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. Don't believe I've ever had the privilege of interviewing with the mayor. And, you know, he's one of those guys that really you can ask a question and set back because he is packed with information. And all you have to do is ask a question and you're going to get all the information you want to know and need to know about what's going on in the city of Muncie. Looking forward to that. And then moving up the road just a little bit later on Wednesday, Yorktown Town Manager Chase Bruton is going to be with us. Then we'll expand our lens to the countywide jurisdiction of Delaware County, as on Thursday, Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner is going to be with us on Thursday. Friday, we'll round out the week with Chris Walker, the principal at MCHS. And I always get nervous when we talk about principal because I think about those wooden paddle boards. I don't know why my mind wanders back to that whenever you talk about a high school principal. Full disclosure, I never did have one applied to me. Now, I've had the threat. I've seen it wielded before. I don't do they even do that anymore? No. Okay. Yeah, you can't do that anymore. That's considered battery and unusual punishment anymore. But I'll tell you what, I think that a lot of people turned out to be the fine citizens that they are because of an oak board that was applied back a few decades ago when I was in high school. All right, we took a look at the week ahead locally and what we have scheduled guest-wise here. Let's take a snapshot of nationally what's going to be happening on the week ahead with Fox News.
The week ahead.
Monday, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's bribery trial begins. He and his wife are accused of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, gold bars, and a Mercedes-Benz to benefit business persons and the Egyptian government. Tuesday to the U.S. Capitol steps, where House Speaker Mike Johnson will host a prayer vigil to honor the National Law Enforcement Memorial and National Police Week. Wednesday, a Claude Monet painting goes up for auction at Sotheby's and could fetch up to $30 million. Thursday, another event at the U.S. Capitol. There will be a private dedication ceremony for the bronze statue of evangelical leader Billy Graham. Friday, it's sentencing day for David DePape. He's the man who attacked Paul Pelosi, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, with a hammer in their San Francisco home back in 2022. It's also the start of the National Rifle Association's 153rd annual meeting in Dallas. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham. Fox News.
Thank you, Tom Graham. And it is 13 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock if you're listening to us live. And, of course, if you miss something or want somebody else to hear something that is aired here on WMUN's Delaware County Today, we do have playbacks available at WMUN.com. So with that, taking a look at some of the other things that we have to look at this morning, a little bit later on, I'm just going to tease this for you now. A little bit later on, you're going to hear a conversation that I had with an acquaintance who had the thrill of a lifetime. It was a dream come true for a gentleman, and you're going to enjoy this, especially if you are a country or gospel music fan. We'll share that with you a little bit later on, but I'm going to have that interview and share it with you a little bit later on today here in Delaware County Today. Now, it's a Madison County interview, but it's just over the line. I'll give you that other hint. Alexandria, Indiana, which is just not too far over the county line, is where this interview takes place. And like I said, if you're a country or a gospel music fan, you'll enjoy this interview. I feel pretty certain about that. Now, I've been trying to get things set up here and get everything going. Maybe I could have used some hints from our next little excerpt that we're going to have here, because I'm not a real techie guy. I know just enough to be dangerous. I know just enough to sometimes make things work. But maybe I could use some of the hints coming up with Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Once again, hackers cripple U.S. hospitals. Last week, Ascension Health of St. Louis fell victim to a digital attack. They're the largest operator of Catholic hospitals in the country, with more than 140 facilities across 19 states. Ascension confirms its clinical operations were affected, and for a while, ambulances needed diverting. The healthcare industry is a frequent target of hackers worldwide. Often it's the use of ransomware, a malicious app that gets installed on a computer connected to the hospital's network that locks up the network and gives instructions to pay a ransom. This can affect patient data security and even the ability to take care of medically needy patients. And while investigations are underway, it is so often the case that an employee ignored IT safety practices and let their logon credentials be exposed. It's a reminder that a simple mistake could be destructive. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Thank you, Evan. And at 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, we're going to be back in just a moment. We'll take a look at what you can and can't do. We mentioned the Indianapolis 500 a little bit earlier. We're going to take a look at some do's and don'ts if you plan on attending the Indianapolis 500. I'll share that with you. And as I mentioned, that interview coming up, we have our news summary ahead and a lot more. That's all coming up on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. And Alexa, play WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text STAY to 424. 1-800-324-2424 right now.
For your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, it's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today, substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very kindly on this Monday morning. I know Steve always says hi to his mom. He has a crystal ball that shows who is listening to the show, and he always says hi to his mom. I don't know if she can stomach this morning's edition of Delaware County Today, but if so, hi Steve's mom in Minnesota, and I can't say Minnesota with that dialect that he does, so I'll just say hi Steve's mom. If you're with us, thanks for bearing with us and just staying here. I don't have that crystal ball, but I think it's kind of neat that he's able to tell where many listeners are from. Speaking of where they're from, Steve is on assignment. If you just tuned in and are like, where's Steve? It's because Steve is actually, like we teased a little bit earlier, but it's true, on assignment. He is on his way to Uganda. You heard me correctly, Uganda. He's globetrotting on a special mission to pair up and partner with Radio Patches. Now, Radio Patches is, of course, in an area that is much underserved by many of the amenities that we enjoy, the electricity, the water, and you know, the some of the building amenities that we have. So Steve is going there. They do stream live on the web, and I'm going to actually tune in some this week and hear what I can hear. Now, there is a 7-hour time difference. So actually, let's see, there. I think he said they're 7 hours later than we are. I think that's right. So actually, it would be almost 1:30 in the morning there right now. But if you want to do that, we'll tell you a little bit later on, and I'm sure that Steve will share with you because he is going to be on with us some this week and share with you on how you can listen to Radio Patches. All right, we're going to break for our news summary here coming up in just a moment. And then on the other side of that, we'll talk about if you're going to the Indianapolis 500, what you should and shouldn't plan on being able to take with you. Also on the other side of that, we're going to have that interview that I teased about a little bit ago with a gentleman who's music dream came true. He's a very accomplished musician, and he lives right here in Indiana, and he had a dream come true when it comes to music success. That's coming up as well. That and a lot more information, but right now, Julio Flores is standing by with a look at what's happening in your news.
A Muncie man is arrested on drug dealing and gun-related charges. A recent traffic stop resulted in drug dealing and gun-related charges against a Muncie man. Daquan Asante Dwayne Blackman, 29, was charged last week in Delaware Circuit Court 1 with dealing in a narcotic drug, theft of a firearm, and unlawful carrying of a handgun. According to Muncie police, after a Kia sedan was pulled over near 9th and Franklin Street on April 24th, a police canine indicated there were narcotics in the vehicle. Blackman was identified as the car's driver. According to the affidavit, a search of the vehicle resulted in the seizure of three bags, each holding several M30 pills believed to be oxycodone and fentanyl. Also found were two plastic medication bottles containing an unidentified liquid, the court document said, along with a handgun that had been reported stolen and a set of digital scales. Muncie City officials recently announced a new grant to continue to build a trail network at Prairie Creek Reservoir. The city of Muncie says the trail extension will be connecting to the Phase 2 trail and go to the beach houses at the northern end of the reservoir. For the work, the city received a grant of $266,000. The trail will be 9 feet wide and constructed from ADA-compliant stone. The project will go out for bid with design expected to start this summer and construction slated for 2025. The Ball State University Board of Trustees on Friday reappointed local attorney Mark Irving to the Muncie Community School Board. Also Friday, the BSU Board approved a $7.8 million construction budget for Ball State's new Eric Foss Championship Performance Center, a 10,000-square-foot strength and conditioning facility. The Anderson City Council on Thursday night tabled action on redistricting council districts in the city as part of a lawsuit brought last year. Council members voted to table the redistricting discussion for a future executive meeting. A recommendation from the city's council's attorney, Rosemary Curry. Two men have been arrested for the stabbing at an Anderson gas station. Two men have been arrested in relation to the Tuesday afternoon stabbing at an Anderson gas station. According to the update from the Anderson Police Department, 29-year-old Jacob McIntyre and 22-year-old Travis Spaff were arrested Wednesday after the reported stabbing. On Tuesday afternoon, Anderson police responded to a gas station on Meridian Street in relation to the stabbing. When officers arrived on scene, they found a 36-year-old man who was reportedly stabbed sitting in a vehicle near the intersection of 19th and Jackson Street. Anderson police said in an update that the 36-year-old man pulled into the parking lot of the gas station and was reportedly following a white SUV that blocked him in. When sitting in the car, the release said that the man was approached by the man. An altercation occurred and the 36-year-old was stabbed multiple times. The white SUV reportedly fled the scene before police arrived. After the incident, the 36-year-old man was then taken to an Indianapolis hospital and remains in serious condition. The Indiana Court of Appeals upheld the convictions of two men who abducted a woman in Indianapolis, tried to kill her, and then left her for dead along Interstate 70 in Henry County. A Henry Circuit Court II jury in March 2023 found Christopher Thomas Williams, now 39, guilty of attempted murder, criminal confinement, intimidation, theft, and criminal mischief. He was later sentenced to 38 years in prison by Judge Bob Witham. Last August, another Circuit Court II jury found Williams' co-defendant, Jonathan D. O'Connor, also 39, guilty of criminal confinement, aiding in the commission of aggravated battery, and the aiding in the commission of theft. Williams also received a 38-year sentence. Indiana State Police said Williams and O'Connor abducted the woman after she dropped off her children at an Indianapolis daycare center on June 12, 2018. Williams severely beat the woman as O'Connor drove their car eastbound in Interstate 70. Amazon's robotic fulfillment center will be opening in Elkhart County by the fall of 2025. The company is building the facility near the Indian Toll Road. It's been expected to open last year. Amazon says it will employ over 1,000 people at the facility. Indiana basketball legend Larry Bird will be attending the grand opening of the Larry Bird Museum in Terre Haute. The museum will be open to the public on Friday, May 31st, and a ribbon cutting will be May 30th at 10:30 a.m. Bird grew up in French Lick, Indiana, and led the Indiana State Sycamores to the NCAA championship, losing to Magic Johnson and the Michigan State Spartans. The winner of Tuesday's Republican primary election in the U.S. House District 7 race has been dead since March. Jennifer Pace won the election over Catherine Ping, Philip Davis, and Gabe Whitley. The Indiana Republican Party says the caucus of precinct committeemen in the district will be called to fill the vacancy. Whoever is chosen will be facing Democratic Congressman Andre Carson in the November election. The Pacers have had it with officiating in the second round of the NBA playoffs. According to ESPN, Indiana has submitted 78 instances of incorrect or non-calls to the NBA that they felt put them at a disadvantage in Game 1 and 2 against the New York Knicks. Head coach Rick Carlisle said following Wednesday's game that the team identified 29 questionable refereeing decisions from Game 1. The Pacers also identified 49 plays from Game 2 that they felt were incorrectly called or not called at all. New York will be looking to take a commanding 3-0 series lead when it visits Indiana for Game 3 tonight at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Thank you, Julio. Julio Flores in our newsroom. And, of course, you will always get news updates throughout the day on all of these Wolf Boom stations, especially when there's something pressing that you need to know. We're at 63 degrees. Paul Poteet says we're headed for a high today of about 76 or 77 degrees, so it's going to be another pleasant day. Boy, wasn't it a nice day yesterday for Mother's Day. Just ideal to be out and do activities like whether you were picnicking or on your way to visit relatives or what have you. Just a beautiful day. All right, the word of the day. I know this is something else that Steve wanted to make sure that we picked up and carried for him while he was gone. And I don't know, Emily, does he usually pick on you to have you use it in a sentence? I know sometimes if he has a call-in guest, he'll do that. This one's going to be a gimme today because I'm pretty sure that you won't have any trouble with this. You don't have any trouble with some of the more complex ones I've noticed. But today's word of the day on, and I think I understand that this calendar came from Steve's brother, Pat.
It did indeed.
Okay. The word of the day today is threshold.
Okay. So the threshold for the damage that that the hull could take was nearing its limit.
Very good. That's very good. I knew you would have no challenge with that at all. It's the point at which physical or mental effect begins to be produced, or the entrance or place or point of beginning. It's also the sill of a door. And I actually, it's just by pure fluke that I happen to remember reading this last week, where the origin of the word threshold came. Back before we had front porches and stoops and all of that, and we had dirt roads, we had, of course, kind of a muddy approach to the house if it had been raining. Well, they would take the straw from threshing and place it towards the beginning of the door to make kind of a mat, if you will. And that's where the word threshold came from, because the barrier of that door kept the threshing material from crossing into the dwelling.
Uh-huh.
So it's just by fluke that I happen to remember reading that last week. So we're all just a little bit smarter now than we were 5 minutes ago. You plan on going to the Indianapolis 500 this year?
Not this year.
I'm not sure whether I'm going to make it down there or not. It's turned out to be a very busy season for me. And of course, you know, especially now that I'm filling in for Steve and doing the news as well as Delaware County Today. And then I still have that that other job that I do, too. So I don't know whether that's going to allow or not. But some 300,000 people are going to make it to the Indianapolis 500. And if you're one of them, you need to know what you can and can't do. So you might ask, can I bring food and drink to the Indy 500? How about alcohol? Well, food and drinks are permitted in most areas at the Speedway. And you can be savvy. And by the way, this all comes from an Indianapolis Star article. You can tote your drink around in a Camelback or just drink it out of the old-fashioned plastic bottle. Soft drinks, wine, and beer are fine as long as they're in plastic or aluminum cans. No glass containers allowed. Now, can you take it in a cooler or even pull a wagon? Well, coolers and bags are allowed at IMS, which is great if you want to snack in between the tenderloins and hot dogs that the vendors have. Go ahead and pack plenty of refreshments as long as your drinks, once again, aren't in glass containers. And you can take a cooler. It can be hard side or soft. Just make sure that it isn't any larger than 18 by 15 by 15. And believe it or not, you can actually pull a cart and a wagon, but there are limitations. They're allowed every day except Sunday during the race itself. Collapsible carts and wagons are okay, but they are restricted in some areas. And can you take your dog to the Indianapolis 500? No. Animals are not allowed at the 500 with the exception of bona fide service animals specifically trained to perform tasks for individuals with disabilities. So, but just as far as taking your pet, no, can't do that. And, of course, you are allowed to take along a flag or a sign or a banner, but, again, there are some rules. You can't obstruct the view of others, and you can't display offensive or obscene material. Those are some of the do's and don'ts. Coming up, we are going to enjoy a conversation that we had recently. Oh, by the way, you might want to know about a stroller. I'm sorry. I saw that at the last minute, and I know that a lot of people want to know whether or not they can take their stroller. Little tykes with little legs can be pushed around in strollers, but not in the concert pit and VIP areas. Okay, so plan ahead and plan accordingly on that. Coming up, we are going to have that interview with, I'll tell you who it is now, Woody Wright. I don't know, many of you are acquainted with Woody on a personal or professional level. We're going to have a conversation with him and a dream come true in just a few moments. But first, let's pay the rent again. We'll take this break and be back with Woody Wright on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, son, watch this. We would like the freshest pepperoni grinder and the biggest pizza you got.
The mammoth?
That's the one?
Dad, we can't eat all of that. I'm gonna save room for ice cream from the sweet shop.
Ah, the sweet shop.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders. Just be yourself or bring the fun accents. That's okay, too. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pinzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $34.99.
Get in zone. And what do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone. And I might need some help.
No problem. We have helpful how-tos at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Nearly 1 in 5 Indiana students miss over 3 weeks of school each year. I'm Dr. Katie Jenner, Indiana Secretary of Education, here to tell you why attendance matters. We know the positive impact an educator can make, which is only possible when students come to school. Students with poor attendance often suffer academically and may not graduate. Let's work together as educators, parents, and families to make sure our students are attending school to maximize their future opportunities.
Sponsored by the Indiana Department of Education and aired by this station.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today, substituting for Steve. Here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Recently, I had the opportunity, the privilege to sit down and talk with Woody Wright. And many of you may or may not realize Woody and his wife, Vonnie, are many times a part of the Gaither Homecoming series and very accomplished artists on their own. Recently, Woody Wright was asked to stand in as lead singer for one of the most iconic gospel groups and country groups around. And of course, it's an American-made dream, if that's a little bit of a hint. And let's find out a little bit what Woody Wright is like off stage before we find out his big surprise.
Well, I'm from East Tennessee. I grew up in a little town called Kingston, probably about the size of Alexandria, 4,000 or 5,000 folks. My dad worked at the Kingston Steam Plant for TVA, and that's what brought us to town. We moved there from Cleveland, Tennessee, where I was born. And he got the job at the plant there, at the power plant, and we lived there, and I graduated high school there. East Tennessee, around Knoxville, it's about 30 miles from Knoxville, and our house was about 10 miles from the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, where the uranium was enriched for the atomic bombs.
And we're going to mention Oak Ridge here in a little bit.
Well, I thought you might, so I wanted to give that tidbit. I live closer to Oak Ridge than any of the boys.
Well, speaking of music, was music always a part of your life?
Always. My dad, when I was a little fellow, sang in a gospel quartet called the Dixie Ayers, and they traveled around, sang in churches and revivals and such. And then before that and after that, he played with a bunch of guys in the area and doing bluegrass music. So my country gospel style, I come by honest from watching and emulating my dad, who was a guitar player, and he taught me what little I knew about guitar. And so when I got into high school and discovered some groups like the Oak Ridge Boys and those people, because we were church-going people, but boy, they were cool. And I wanted to be like them. So I had a group, myself and two girls, and we had a three-piece band behind me, the Woody Wright Singers, all through high school. And I knew that's what I wanted to do for forever. So no plans for college. Right out of high school, I moved to Nashville and went to work with a former Oak Ridge boy, Willie Wynn, who had a group called the Tennesseans. So I traveled with them. When I was 18 years old, I became the bass player. And by the time I was 19, I was the baritone singer. So I was living the dream, you know, living in Nashville, getting on a tour bus and making a living doing what my mom said was just playing. And I lived in Nashville for 25 years. And then in about 1994, after I was in a group called Matthews, Wright & King. It was a country group. We recorded for Columbia Records. And toured with Reba McEntire for two seasons. So that was the big show. Really, great. That was the heyday of Reba, too. So we loved that. But when that came to a close, old Woodrow needed a job. So my friends knew this legendary gospel singer, Bill Gaither, who was starting a record label and needed someone to represent their publishing interests to the Nashville community. So me coming off the road, needing a job, the Gaithers gave me a job. So I worked in their Nashville office for about 5 or 6 years and met Vonnie while I was traveling and doing some things with the Gaithers. And we met in late 2001, and then 2003 we got married and I moved here.
And you became a singing duo. You toured some.
We did. And she became part of what I did. Anywhere I went, she sang. Now, she doesn't do that so much anymore. She discovered traveling is not just a barrel of monkeys. It's hard work.
But you both are still involved with music.
We are. And for the last 3 years, I've been helping the folks at the Chesterfield Church of God. So I must be addicted to help or something. I don't know. But we're having a good time.
Woody, you mentioned that you're addicted to help. You received a call to help out, and that call was something that you had waited on your entire life.
Oh, yeah.
What led up to this?
Well, when I was a kid, like I told you, and we had a singing group, we would go to Nashville and make our recordings with the Oak Ridge Boys studio. We used their band. And the new kid in town, the tenor singer Joe Bonsall with the Oak Ridge Boys, was our producer. He needed the extra work. It was between their gospel days and their country days. So they pretty much lived off of people like us who wanted to make recordings with their great band. So I met all of the Oak Ridge Boys in 1973. So that's been 50 years. We've known them and loved them, and they know. I've been a 50-year understudy to Duane Allen, the lead singer. And when, sadly, we got the call that his wife was ill and he was needing to stay home. It was the first road trip that Duane Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys missed in 58 years as an Oak Ridge Boy, as his wife was ailing, and she has since passed. But that weekend, they called me about 4 days before and said, "We're probably going to need you to go." And then the night before we left, he said, "I need you to go." But thankfully, I call myself the 50-year understudy who finally got the call. because I studied every move that Duane Allen made as the lead singer. And I've been a lead singer all my life, too. We got through it, had a great time, great crowds. And the Oak Ridge Boys band, staff, and crew are just incredible to work with. Top of the line.
When you stepped on stage for the first time and filling the shoes, the big shoes to fill of an Oak Ridge Boy, what went through your mind?
Well, it's interesting because we left Nashville. You always leave them at midnight to go wherever you're going unless it's a long way off. So we were headed to Central Florida. So we left about, it was before midnight we were supposed to leave, but it was about midnight by the time we left. And we got halfway through Georgia, and of course, the bus broke down. Now, they had two buses on the road, so all of us got off the Oaks bus and got on the band bus. So there were 17 or 18 of us on the one tour bus that only has 12 beds. So I had slept about 2 hours, and I said, "Okay, I'm up. I'll just stay up." So none of us had any rest for that first night. And of course, they all knew their parts. I was the guy that didn't know, you know. So the first show was at Plant City, Florida, about 7,000 people. And we barely got showered and dressed and on stage. No sound check, no rehearsal, no nothing. Just step up and give us what you got. So that whole first show was 100% adrenaline. There's no way I could have done it without that dose of adrenaline that comes. It's like I got hit by a car. You know, you've heard those stories. Well, he just lifted the car right off of that. That's kind of what it felt like I was doing, to do those songs with my heroes, first of all. You know, you're standing beside these guys that you've idolized. And so it was just, and I sang myself silly. I mean, I sang as hard as I could sing and danced around, did all I could do. And the next day, it felt like a truck really did hit me because I had used so much energy. I was really tired. But all I can say is my cheekbones were almost as high as they are right now talking about it, because it made me very happy to be blessed, to be called upon, not only to do what I had dreamed of doing, but to serve my friends who have been such good friends to me and so supportive of my career for 50 years. What a blessing God gave me to be able to serve them and to give back to them for what they've given to all of us. Just, you know, not to mention their music, just their attitudes and their professionalism. And these guys are in their 80s and they're out there doing 150 days a year. They're amazing.
All right, there's much more of that conversation, and you can actually hear it if you go to the Facebook page for The Buzz of Madison County. As I said, that's just over the county line where Woody Wright resides and does much of his recording work with the Gaithers. So if you go to The Buzz of Madison County on Facebook, there's a link on there where you can hear more of that conversation that I had with Woody Wright. We are at, I just put the stops to that. 8:48 is our time. We're at 63 degrees, headed into the higher 70s today. We'll have a complete forecast coming up with Paul Poteet in just a moment. But first, this on WMUN.
Get the best quality outdoor supplies now at Menards. Whether you're a bird enthusiast or simply enjoy the sight and sounds of nature, our Enchanted Garden Black Oil Sunflower Seed Bird Food is a must-have year-round. Black Oil Sunflower Seed is on sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of pet and wildlife items in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hey, son, watch this. We would like the freshest pepperoni grinder and the biggest pizza you got.
The mammoth?
That's the one?
Dad, we can't eat all of that. I'm gonna save room for ice cream from the sweet shop.
Ah, the sweet shop.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders. Just be yourself or bring the fun accents. That's okay, too. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the Talk of Muncie, the new WMUN. FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. In for Steve, it's WMUN's Brett Busby on Delaware County Today.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you, live local radio, and we are here for you 24-7. It's a beautiful morning out, and as Paul Poteet said, going to be a great day today, headed into the upper 70s, a little bit warmer, but nonetheless, 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you just tuned in at the tail end of this and wondering where's Steve, we're going to be hearing from Steve Lindell a little bit later on throughout the next couple of weeks as he is on assignment, as we say in the business. He is in Uganda. Yeah, on his way now, I think. But nonetheless, Uganda, because he is sharing and trading information with Radio Pachis. And that's a radio concern in Uganda that really, they are ahead of the curve when it comes to some of the technology and doing things in their part of the world. But Steve is going to learn from them, and he's going to teach them as well as they have an exchange of information. And I'm really excited and anxious to hear from Steve Lindell as he broadcasts live and recorded from the other side of the world. There's about a 7-hour difference, so if we have him on during this show, it's going to be like close to 2 o'clock in the morning over there. But Steve is no stranger to keeping long hours, that's for sure. So that's coming up throughout the week. We have other guests lined up for you throughout the week that I know you're going to want to hear. There's the possibility of Jenny Marsh getting in to give us an update on Indiana United Way, heart of Indiana United Way. Tomorrow, I have the privilege and pleasure of getting to interview with Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, and I always am interested in what the mayor has to say because Muncie has a lot of great things going for it, as does Yorktown, and Chase Bruton will be here on Wednesday to share information with us. Chase is the Yorktown town manager. He'll be in the studio on Wednesday. Thursday, it's Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner. He'll be with us on Thursday morning. And then, of course, Muncie Community High School Principal Chris Walker with us on Friday. Next week's a good week as well. Sue Arrington's in the lineup, Greg Pence, BSU President Mearns, and who knows who else may appear on the agenda. But for this week and next week, it is yours truly, Brett Busby, and for Steve Lindell. My sincere thanks to Emily Guffey for doing just a better job than anybody could ask for producing Delaware County Today. In the meantime, be kind to each other. There's more great programming ahead here on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.